Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. For now, welcome to the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another impressive week for you guys. A pair of 69-65 victories, a comeback win over Hofstra, and then go on the road and beat Drexel four in a row now and 9 of 10. Talk about those two games and what you feel like your team is doing so well.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Rob. I wanted to, obviously, we had a 2-0 week. I just wanted to address those on the call. We had an unfortunate incident Saturday night with our senior captain, Johnny Davis, that's made the wire. He was shot outside his home in Philly. He's en route back to campus now. His health is fine, thank goodness. The unfortunate thing is, though, his basketball season will be over for us. Not long-term basketball. He may be able to go play somewhere next year, but he won't play the rest of the season. So I wanted to kind of get that out of the way. As far as the games go, I think, you know, we got back to playing Towson defense and rebounding and, you know, different guys, different nights, just kind of hanging in there. We've had some good fortune, and you can't mistake that. So we've been fortunate to win some close games, but we did last week with defense and rebounding, I thought.
Five games now. I know you'd prefer not to be down double digits, but five times this season you guys have come back to win. Is it been the defense and rebounding that's been the key, or what have you been able to put your finger on what you guys have been able to do to be able to flip the switch?
You know, I think we've had good fortune. We've been a little bit lucky. We do have tough competitive guys. That's certainly helped. Last week it was our defense and rebounding. Rebounding's been pretty good. A couple weeks before that, I don't think we were guarding great, but we scored it good. We made free throws. So it's been, you know, in a season of a lot of challenges, we still we got a good group. I mean, I really like these guys, and they bring it every day. It's just been I probably thank goodness we're playing a lot of guys, because we've had different guys different nights. I was looking last night, I don't think we had like anybody in the top 20 in scoring, which is a little bit unheard of, but we got good players, and we just like to be a little bit more consistent. Seems to be the thing we've been searching for.
Just kind of building on that, I was looking at the same thing. Six different guys for you that have led your team in scoring just in the past eight games. How do you feel like that depth might be a good thing for you as we go into the last couple of weeks and into the tournament?
Well, we'll continue to find out. You know, it's obviously losing John. You know, we had such an awful start to the conference season. John called a meeting. First he called me and told me he wasn't going to practice and play with these guys unless they started playing the right way. So I said, it sounds like we need a meeting. And he addressed guys, and we somewhat responded. You know, it's next man, but it's going to be next man up. That's the reality of it. I told the guys yesterday there's some guys that think I haven't been playing them enough minutes anyhow, so they'll get more opportunity for that. But it's, you know, it's like we're fairly competitive at practice, probably like most people yesterday. Yesterday we had a pretty good walk-on point guard, Mormon, Morcell, and two freshman front court guys, and they wiped out the rest of the team in some competitive drills. So it's been like that all year. Sometimes I like that, sometimes I don't like that, because I'm not sure what's coming.
One of the guys, speaking of your depth, that had certainly a nice game up at Drexel, Alex Thomas, 8 points and 14 rebounds, and sort of a, I think, a little bit of an unsung guy, but certainly provides a lot of inside scoring and obviously on the glass as well. Talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, and really he helped us defensively. Rodney Williams is such an high-level all-conference performer. He did a good job on him. Yeah, we need Al to continue to score. You know, when he scores, we become pretty good. He had a great game at Delaware a couple weeks ago, and non-conference he played well against high-level teams like Nevada and Old Dominion, and so he's got it in him, and if anything, he's a little bit too unselfish. But he's made a solid jump for us. I think he still has another gear to him.
You guys host Elon on Thursday. They obviously are coming off that big win Saturday against UNCW, and as Matt touched on a little earlier, you fell to them early in January on the back end of that road swing. What do you need to do differently? And as you've started to study Elon, what makes them so tough to stop?
Yeah, we study them a lot. They're really good. They're you know, postseason type of team. First of all, they've been outstanding defensively. And then you know they're potent on offense. Dawkins and Sebring are such difficult matchups because their ability to shoot, and they've got great guards in Santa Ana and Thompson and Swoop and Eddie, and then they get the ball out of the net quick. So they run good motion, and they're explosive from the three-point lane. They outplayed us down there and beat us. I thought we guarded them pretty good, but they stopped us, and we didn't have a big enough number on the glass, but they're big and physical, and they really execute. They're good. I mean, we're going to have to play, probably our best game of the season on Thursday night. I just watched their games last night. Charleston, they could have won down at Charleston, and they just beat Wilmington, and those two are the class of the league. So they're right there with those teams.
Once again, I appreciate the update on John. Certainly has been a great player in this conference, and it's certainly got to be a blow to be without him. How do you feel like he's going to still be able to, even not on the floor, but hopefully be able to contribute to your guys as sort of a pseudo-assistant coach to provide the inspiration that he's certainly provided for him all year long?
Well, I told him, he's going to sit next to me on the bench. He'll maybe learn a few new words, which will help him out down the line, hopefully. But he's been a leader for us. I think he's been a good role model for our guys. They need to play for John. And myself personally, it's a senior week. I think I heard Billy Cohn say this earlier. We've got senior day on Saturday, we're not quite as old as I thought. We only got two of them, but they're two good players, and it's always tough. John's the guy that signed with us when we were 1-31 and had an APR ban, so I don't think it was exactly a lot to sell him. So we're forever grateful for him, coming here. He's done a lot more for our program than, maybe we've been able to do for him. So, hopefully guys will rally around it, and you still got to execute and play the right way. There are I told him yesterday, nobody's going to put on a cape if John can't play and do this, do that. We've got to do what we do in order to find a way to beat a very good Elon team. That's the reality of it.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.